A new report by a liberal-leaning think tank finds New York has the highest level of income inequality in the nation. Karen DeWitt reports.
The Fiscal Policy Institute, a think tank funded by labor unions, religious groups, and advocates for the poor, issued a report. It finds New York has the most unequal distribution of income of any state in the nation. FPI's Ron Deutsch says not since the so-called Gilded Age of the 1920s has there been such a vast divide between the highest and lowest income New Yorkers. Without intervention, the report says the gap is expected to grow. Deutsch says Governor Cuomo's self-imposed 2% spending cap during the past several years has been harmful. The governor has often allowed a greater than 2% increase in spending on health care and education from year to year, but that's led to cuts in other state programs.
We've seen a serious decline of about 26% since the 2% cap has been in place on social services spending, and we need to reverse this trend. We can't continue down this road of austerity spending.
Deutsch says increasing taxes on those most able to afford to pay could help.
We have a lot of glaring needs in New York that we need to address, and the best way to do that is to raise revenue in a responsible way and ask those who have benefited the most over the years to pay a little bit more.
Governor Cuomo has not been a supporter of increasing taxes on the rich. The governor says he'll reveal his proposed solution to the problem in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.